Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. Remember, we have Ram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Erev and Daf Ein Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rechava tests the Rabbanim with the following question. If there are two chatzeros with two houses between them, and one chatzer placed its Erev in the house which adjoins the other chatzer, and the other chatzer did the same and placed its Erev in the house adjoining the other chatzer, do they each acquire an Erev or not? The question hinges on the following. Do we judge each house as the house for an Erev on the far side, and the house in between as a Beis Sha'ar, a gatehouse, or do we judge each house as a Beis Sha'ar to the chatzer that adjoins it? The Rabban answered that either way, they do not acquire an Erev. If each house is deemed a Beis Sha'ar, it doesn't work, since an Erev in a Beis Sha'ar is invalid. If each house is deemed a house, then each chatzer would have to walk through a house that was not joined in its Erev. The Gemara clarifies that this is different than Bein HaShmashos, which can be deemed halachically nighttime for some and daytime for others, since L'minkara Milsa, it's not a noticeable thing, since the first part could be day and the latter part night. It's therefore not a clear contradiction, and people take these halachas seriously. A house, however, must be either a house or a Beis Sha'ar, not both. Rashi explains that to consider it as a house to one person and as a Beis Sha'ar to another will make this halacha look like a joke. Point number two, the opening mission of the seventh parak states, Chalon Sheben Shtei Chatzeros, Arba'a al Arba'a B'socha Sara. In the case of a window between two chatzeros that is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in size and located within 10 tefachim in the ground, Ma'arv Mishnayim, the residents of the two chatzeros may join in two independent Erevs because they're still considered separate areas, V'imratzu Ma'arv Yinechot. Or if they desire, they may join in one communal Erev because the window connects them. Rashi explains that since the height of the wall to the window is less than the 10 tefachim minimum height of a mechitza, and since the window's size qualifies it as a portal, the two chatzeros are considered connected and may join in an Erev. Rabbi Yochanan said that a round window in the wall must have a circumference of 24 tefachim, and the lower two tefachim and a bit more must be within 10 tefachim the ground, so that if one inscribes a 4x4 square inside the circle, it will be found that part of the square is within 10 tefachim the ground. And the Gemara analyzes this ruling. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, "Loshanu el chalon sheben shtei chatzeros." This ruling was only learned regarding a window between two chatzeros, aval chalon sheben shnei batim, but a window that's between two houses, afil lemala ma'asar nami, even if it's completely above 10 tefachim, imratzu ma'arvin echad. If the residents of the two homes want to join in one mutual erev, they may. The reason for this is basic mandamalidami. A house is regarded as being full of objects. Therefore, the window is considered as though it were not higher than 10 tefachim from the floor. So once again, the three points are. Number one, Rechava tested the Rabbanim with the following question. If there are two chatzeros with two houses between them, and one chatzer placed its Erev in the house which adjoins the other chatzer, and the other chatzer did the same and placed its Erev in the house adjoining the other chatzer, do they each acquire an Erev or not? The question hinges on the following. Do we judge each house as the house for an Erev on the far side, and the house in between as a Beis Sha'ar, a gatehouse, or do we judge each house as a Beis Sha'ar to the chatzer that adjoins it? The Rabban answered that either way, they do not acquire an Erev. If each house is deemed a Beis Sha'ar, it doesn't work, since an Erev in a Beis Sha'ar is invalid. If each house is deemed a house, then each chatzer would have to walk through a house that was not joined in its Erev. The Gemara clarifies that this is different than Bein HaShmashos, which can be deemed halachically nighttime for some and daytime for others, since L'minkra Milsa, it's not a noticeable thing, since the first part could be day and the latter part night. It's therefore not a clear contradiction. People take these halachas seriously. A house, however, must be either a house or a Beis Sha'ar, not both. Rashi explains that to consider it as a house to one person and as a Beis Sha'ar to another will make this halacha look like a joke. Point number two, the opening mission of the seventh parak states, Chalon sheben shtei chatzeros arba'a or arba'a b'socha sara. In the case of a window between two chatzeros that is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in size and located within 10 tefachim of the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, the residents of the two chatzeros may join in two independent eras because they're still considered separate areas, v'imratz ma'arvin echad, or if they desire, they may join in one communal erev because the window connects them. Rashi explains that since the height of the wall to the window is less than the 10 tefachim minimum height of a mechitza, and since the window size qualifies it as a portal, the two chatzeros are considered connected and may join in an erev. Rav Yochanan said that a round window in the wall must have a circumference of 24 tefachim, and the lower two tefachim and a bit more must be within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that if one inscribes a 4x4 square inside the circle, it will be found that part of the square is within 10 tefachim of the ground. The Gemara analyzes this ruling. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, Loshanu el chalon sheben shtei chatzeros. This ruling was only learned regarding a window between two chatzeros, aval chalon shebin shnei batim, but a window that is between two houses, afil lamal ma'asar nami, even if it is completely above ten tefachim. Imratz ma'arvin echad, if the residents of the two homes want to join one mutual erev, they may. The reason for this is basic command malidami. A house is regarded as being full of objects, therefore, the window is considered as though it were not higher than ten tefachim from the floor. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Ein Vav, and this siman comes to us by way of Yeshua Eisenberg, who suggested an IV tube, intravenous tube, IV Ein Vav. Okay, so here goes. The sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house of banish mashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, separating homes with high windows and full of floating objects. Once again, in slow motion. The sick construction worker on IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house at Beis Shmashos, which reminds us that a house cannot be deemed a beishar or vice versa when it comes to Erevin because it's a clear contradiction and people will not take the halacha seriously. This is different than Beis Shmashos, which can be deemed halachically nighttime for some and daytime for others, since l'minkra milsa, it's not a noticeable thing, since the first part could be day and the latter part night. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house of banish mashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, which reminds us that two chatzeros separated by a wall with a window that is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in size and located within 10 tefachim the ground gives the residents the option to join together in one erev or make two separate erevin. And the Rebbe Yochanan gave the dimensions if the window was round. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beis shar that morphed into a house of banish mashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, separating homes with high windows and full of floating objects, which reminds us that a window that is between two houses, even if it is completely above ten tefachim, if the residents of the two homes want to join in one mutual erev, they may. The reason for this is a house is regarded as being full of objects. Therefore, the window is considered as though it were not higher than ten tefachim from the floor. So once again, the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beis shar that morphed into a house of banish mashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, separating homes with high windows and full of floating objects. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.